Sean McFadden, so entries are open now for next year, 2020, the fifth year of the event. Why is it important to get your entry in early?
Oisín, as you know from previous years, the 555 has got really good legs, and we've got really good feedback from last year's race. So entries are going to open today, as you said, and we're probably looking to hold a bit, maybe over just around 100 again this year on the road to make it safe. And as you said, it is crucial that you get your entry in early because we don't want you to miss out.
Yeah. Just reflecting back on 2019, it's not that long ago since the event took place. It was the middle of June, but it was another very successful event. Robert Brown was the winner. Colm Richardson was a surprise top three, and yeah. It turned out to be another thrilling one.
Oh, it was so exciting, you know, I mean, to see so many local athletes that only probably took up cycling in the last year or two. As you said, Colm Richardson, Martin Temple, there was loads of other local people there, but they were the ones that kind of that stood out, you know. And it was a real success, and it's a real, the amount of emails and the amount of messages that we've got from people that haven't done it yet, that when is the entries open, when are they open, because they don't want to miss out, you know. So it was a real success. It's got its legs. We're happy we're going to be back for our fifth year, and, you know, we're excited.
You did say that it's limited to 100 entries. It's going to be around about 100 people on the road at any one given time, but you could have almost 300 people competing.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, with the teams of 8s, 4s, 2s, and 1s, we want to try and keep it to 100 people on the road to make it safe for us and for road users and stuff like that. We come up with a system the last couple of years that we would send them away in waves and everybody would kind of be coming at the same time, and it's working really well. So this year we had like 270 competitors. We had, I think it was like 84 on the road at one time. So hopefully we can hit that 100 mark this year.
So what's new then for 2020?
Well, 2020, we always said we wanted to try and do something different for the 555, maybe do it the opposite way or do it different or make it longer. But we've come up with an idea that we would give a mountain bike category, a four-man team or a two-man team. So there's a lot of mountain bikers out there that don't do road racing or endurance cycling. So we come up with an idea that would let them have a go on a mountain bike of teams of 4 and 2. So we've got big, good feedback that from the mountain bike clubs and stuff like that, people around the area that ride mountain bike. So that's one. Then the other one is we've come up with an Interfirm trophy sponsored by Brian McCormick Sports and Leisure. So you have to work in the company, and we have come up with a 4-man team and a 2-man team. So hopefully that will bring more people into the event and let the companies battle it out and see who's going to be the fittest company of Donegal or Ireland or whatever it may be.
Yeah, because that's something that we've seen in the athletics. Derek and AC have done that for years. They host the hugely popular Interfirms race once a year. So is it something that maybe could take off in the bikes?
Well, hopefully. We just want, you know, I mean, because last year we had 3 or 4 companies, and Primerica there had like 4 teams in last year, so that was a big success. So we want to get other companies on board so they can battle it out and have a bit of banter and, you know, and have a bit of crack.
And if it's as a first year for a company to enter the 555, is now the time to start training for it?
Oh, without a doubt, you know, now's the time. Well, you know, you've paid your time at the minute, you know, I mean, enjoy your
realistically summer. What do you have if you're taking this on for the first time?
Realistically, you do need to be getting out there. You need to be building the miles up, the kilometres up, you know what I mean, and using the good weather now, because some people leave it too late and then something happens or you get sick or, you know, you say, oh, well, I'll start in a month's time. Realistically, now you need to start, get out there, get the miles in the legs, start off whatever you know, if you've never ridden a bike before, start off maybe 20 kilometres or 10 kilometres and build it up. You know, you have 555 kilometres to cover. You don't have to cover all that. So you will have to cover 100 kilometres of that. So, and there's a lot going on out there. There's a lot of sportives and a lot of, you know, clubs out there that would be more than happy to help you. So I would get involved in all that kind of stuff and start putting your miles up now for sure.
There's that side of it, but you also like to raise a bit of money for charities, and you're now opening applications for nominations for charities.
For sure. Every year we try to raise money for local charities around Donegal. This year we've done it for Mary's Meals. Some years we've done it for the Blood Bikes, and we've done it for different charities. So, you know, we try to raise some kind of money for some kind of charity. So if anybody has a charity out there, now, you know, there's no wealth fortune on it, but it's a nice bit of money, you know. So if any charities out there that are looking, send their nominees to info@donegalonta555.ie.
More information by sending an email. But there is, of course, the Facebook page, and they can send a messenger as well.
Of course, send a message to the Facebook page, or, you know, send us a text or whatever, and you'll get us there, definitely, you know.
Okay, then, exciting times ahead. Done with one. Looking forward to another. And all we can do is wish you continued success for the show.
Thank you, Oisin. And I suppose if you're listening out there, get on your bikes, and hopefully we see you on the start ramp in the 12th of June, 2020.